Welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inspire, to inform, and to motivate. This is Terry Beckstrom, your host, and today is August 17th, 2018. We're coming to you from our World Broadcast Studio in Raleigh, North Carolina. We're glad you joined us today. Today's topic, the mind-body connection. So let's jump in. The mind-body connection, have you ever heard of it? How about embodied cognition? Or the facial feedback theory, or feedback loops. Perhaps not, but I'll give you a simplistic definition. You know, our worn expressions and our body posture affect our felt emotions. Now, I'm calling them felt emotions because there are times we put on a facial mask of emotion temporarily to fool someone into thinking we're feeling a certain emotion. For whatever reason, your husband may want you to go to the dreaded office party. When you tell him you have a conflict, you may be giving him a facial mask of disappointment, even though there's an internal celebration brewing in your mind that could make the partygoers of Mardi Gras jealous. That's a temporary passing expression meant only as a decoy. Now, we're not going to get into the dynamics of deception detection or body language of deception. That's another day. So to map out this a little more, when we wear an expression, our body sends signals to our brain to tell us how we're feeling. Much like how your eyes send images to the brain so that your brain can tell you what you're seeing. Think about it for a minute. Your eyes don't tell your brain that a car is coming down the street and you need to stop. Your eyes send the images to your brain for immediate processing, and your brain registers the image as a car and calculates the risk factor of you either moving or staying put. When your brain tells you that that 4,000-pound piece of metal traveling at 60 miles an hour presents a imminent risk to you and that you should not attempt to walk in front of it, well, then the eyes and brain are working together well. The prefrontal cortex has earned its money for the day. Don't you love when that happens? So when you put on an expression of happiness, your body is telling your brain that you're happy, and the brain recognizes this expression of happiness, and the brain follows with a positive chemical reaction. Conversely, when we wear a negative expression, our emotions, they signal our brains that we're unhappy. There again, another chemical reaction occurs. So let's look at some examples. A smile tells our brains that we're happy. A frown tells our brains that we're not happy. Slouching tends to signal that we're depressed or down and tired. And good positive body posture signals that all's good at the moment. We're confident, feeling pretty good. So what does that mean to you? You know, as Dr. Amy Cuddy, a renowned Harvard psychologist, puts it, fake it till you make it. If you want to feel the emotions and have the chemical benefits of those emotions, wear the expressions that correlate to the emotions you're seeking. Sound crazy? Try it. If you're feeling down, try smiling. It's not that hard. When I do this, I feel an immediate benefit. Ever notice that when we go to a movie theater or watching TV, that we feel the sadness of the moment and we feel the expressions of the actors portraying the expressions. We feel the sadness, we feel the exhilaration, we feel the fear when they're standing on the airplane wing at 10,000 feet. We feel the happiness when the movie ends well, we seem to all laugh together. We're taking up or emulating the expressions that we're observing. If you ever watch a video of people watching movies, you'll see clearly how we contort our expressions and mimic the expressions of those on the movie set. We also do this outside the theaters, by the way. That's facial feedback and embodied cognition and contagion, by the way, at its finest. Our bodies influence our mind. Pretty cool, right? So what message are you sending to your brain today? Probably dependent on the situation you're in. Okay, I get it. How about try this? When you're feeling a little down, put on a happy face. Sounds familiar, right? Like a song? You know, I'm not suggesting that you repress emotions that need to come out, or that you have, if you have an issue with depression or otherwise, that you attempt to deal with it on your own. No, I'm not. If you need professional help, get it without delay, if you think you need it. I'm talking about those opportunities we have to bring those positive expressions up to the surface, to lift our spirits and to lift those around us. When you can smile, smile. Try to smile as much as you can. When you can laugh, laugh. Why is it that we try and be so serious? Loosen up. Life is far too short not to laugh often and out loud, by the way. Stand up straight. Lift your head up. Walk with a purpose. Smile at strangers. Put on positive expressions. You'll feel better. And remember, expressions and attitudes are contagious. Wouldn't you rather be remembered for causing positive mood epidemics everywhere you go, at your office, in your house? Or would you rather be the person that spreads the black plague of negativism? Yeah, go for the positive emotions every time. It's not that difficult. And my hope for you today, my hope is a big smile mixed with a side of laughter and positivity. I hope you have a great day. Hope you have a great weekend and a great week. Join us Monday for Monday Motivation, and every Friday for a new and exciting episode of Life Moments. Until next week.